By the end of 2022, smart electric meters will be installed in 5.8 million Pennsylvania homes and businesses. In the third part of our series on smart meters, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed looks at how that technology fits into the Internet of Things.
From the outside, John and Adrienne Essie's Dormont home looks pretty much the same as the others on the street. Two stories, about 100 years old, well-kept lawn. But inside, it's a different story.
Okay, Google. Open, unlock, back door. Unlocked.
Essie is a senior systems engineer at Carnegie Mellon University, and he's slowly cobbling together a smart home. This means no surprises. He knows when his basement floor is wet, when his baby is waking up, and even when it's time to fold the laundry.
Say I want to have access.
The dryer has finished its cycle.
So, yeah, my dryer is done.
At this point, it's still a lot of work to create this kind of functionality. The voice-activated door locks, for example, took about an hour of tinkering, and the delay, which we edited out, was 12 seconds long. That's a lot of friction, as Essie calls it, and most people aren't going to bother until it's much easier. But the smart home is coming, and for a lot of people, their introduction will be the electric meter on the side of their home, which brings us to the grid.
From a very high-level perspective, the smart grid is the implementation of advanced technologies.
That's Greg Reed, director of the Center for Energy at the University of Pittsburgh.
Mainly in the fields of communications, control, automation, and monitoring that supplements the traditional hardware and equipment and operations within electric power networks.
In English, that means the way electricity distribution systems work is radically changing. And Reed says it's this technology that enables energy efficiency on a large scale. One of the keys is flattening something called the electricity load profile. Right now, most homeowners consume electricity in a predictable and cyclical way. In a smart home, you could schedule your dishwasher to run in the middle of the night instead of in the evening when all your neighbors are also running their dishwashers.
In time, if we can flatten that load profile or at least reduce the peaks, which is what we tend to design our power networks for, we can really begin to reduce the price of generation overall and maybe even delay the building of new power plants over time.
Doing all of this is not cheap, according to Diane Francis of First Energy, which is installing 2 million smart meters on homes and businesses in Pennsylvania.
What comes with that is a cost of approximately $1.25 billion over a 20-year period.
That cost will get passed on to the customer over time. But Francis says the company has identified $410 million in benefits due to increased efficiency, which will also get passed on.
If there are power outages, we'll have a better sense of when and where these outages occurred and be able to respond to them definitely a lot more effectively. And hopefully with fewer what we call truck rolls.
Still, less energy usage, cheaper energy, that means less power being generated and less money for utility companies. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, Americans use about 100,000 million, million British thermal units of energy a year, a number that's been pretty steadily climbing since the birth of the nation. But for the first time in American history, we may be on the verge of a sustained reversal of that trend if, as John Essie says, we can make the energy conservation process friction-free for the average consumer. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.